Afkidin Eitzel Oichle Shvius the Eitzel Oichle Periseim Betuma. Teichna means you're allowed to help them grind, and Umafkidin, you're also allowed to, after you ground up your wheat, you're allowed to leave it by them. You're allowed to pikodim, means you're allowed to let them watch it for you. To who are you allowed to give it to? Even people that eat Shvius, eat Peris that grew on Shvius. And the Chiddush is that we're not afraid they're going to change around. Like if you give them a bag of your wheat, we should be afraid maybe they'll use your bag of wheat and they'll give you back a bag of wheat that came by Shvius that you're not allowed to use. So that we're not afraid about. And the same thing, V'yetz Lecha Perasein B'tumah. You're allowed to leave your bag of apples near a person, tell him to wash it for you, even though you know he's not to eat his fruits B'tumah. He eats it B'tumah. Still, you're allowed to leave it by him. Avoloi means, but you're not allowed to. The first part says, "Toichlim," means you're allowed to grind your own fuah and give it to them to hold it, but you're not allowed to help them grind it. Avoloi li oichle shvius. You're not allowed to help those people grind. A person that's not matzvah to eat peiros shvius, you're not allowed to help him grind his peiros. And the wheat, v'loyli echle perasein betuma. Here it says clearly, you're not allowed to help along this wife that she's not matvit teet betuma. She eats a betuma. So you see, you're not allowed to help them along. And our Mishnah says you are allowed to help them along. For Takasha, our Mishnah only says that once the water goes into the flour, there's challah, then you can't. But before that, just by grinding up the wheat, you are allowed to help her along. And here it says, no, you're not allowed to help along a person that's not mak betidus peiris betuma. So Rabbi Abaye says like this, Hosom b'koyin achoshu lechol truma betuma askinun. Devil le'tuma diraisa. They hear what we're talking about, that you can't help along a koyin. If you know this koyin is over nista diraisa, that he's not mak betid his truma betaira, but eats a betuma. That's a nista diraisa. Midiraisa, you're not allowed to eat your truma when it becomes tamei. Therefore, for such a person, you're not allowed to help him grind up his truma, because we have to be afraid you're going to help him do an avera. Mashenken and our Mishnah, where it's only an issa de rabbonin, not to be met, or not even an issa, stama chumra or maila, not to be metame yachulin, there you are allowed to help them along, mishum dakisholim. For at Gemori Hochi, if so, mafkidin, you want to tell me what you're allowed to be mafkidit. If you have a person that's choshed, that he eats his truma bituma, still you're allowed to give to him your truma to watch it. If you give him hours just to watch it, that's okay. You can give it to him for bikodin. Or Reminu, I have a kasher on this. It says, Mafkidin truma etzu Yisrael amoritz. You're allowed to, if you have truma and you're going away, you're allowed to give it to your neighbor that's an amoritz to watch it for you. But v'loy etzu kain amoritz. But you're not allowed to give it to a kohen that's an amoritz. In other words, if the kohen eats a truma, bituma, you're not allowed to give him your truma to watch it. So before you're telling me, the Braisa says you are allowed to. And it says the reason why you're not allowed to hear, mifnei shaliba gasva, because the kohen is used to eating truma. Like Bishlam, if you give it to an amoritz Yisrael, even though he's an amoritz, he doesn't know to keep it bituma b'tayro, but he's not used to eating truma. He knows the loch of eat truma yichayiv misa, so he stays away from truma. Therefore, you're allowed to let him watch your truma for you. But you can't give it to a kohen, because the kohen is used to eating truma. So, and if you know this kohen eats the truma when it's tamei, so you're not allowed to let him watch your truma for you. So it's a stira. Before in the brayta, it's not you are allowed to be mafkidin etzloi. It's only you can't work with him. So Marin says, Amar Rebbe Loi, Hocha b'mayaskini. No, what we're talking about over here, the kli cheres. Hamukir tzamet posel. That what you give, when you give the kohen to watch your truma, it's talking about a sin and earthly kli, a kli cheres. Hamukir tzamet posel. Means has a closed seal on top. If it has a closed lid on top, the locher is then a kli cheres is not makamutum b'maga. If you stomp, touch the kli on the outside, you're not metamarit. So if you put your truma inside it and seal it on top, see, even if the kli touches it, he won't be metamarit. That's why you're allowed to let him watch your truma. Shreti Gemara still, for leichas, we should be afraid, shema tasi tenu ishta nida. Maybe you'll let his wife, when she's a nida, sit on top of it. And then there'll be a tumas meshav. Anid is an avatuma, and what she sits on, she's metamarit. So if she sits on this klicheris, even though the klicheris is closed, tight, sealed, still it has no tumas maga, but tumas masa it does have. If the nida would sit on top of it, she would be metamarit. Even though she's not touching it, that's tumas masa. So we still have to be afraid that how could you let your truma be watched by this kohen? That's not makbid on tumah v'tayra. We have to be afraid he's going to let his wife sit on top of this kli that has your truma inside, and he's going to be matami your truma. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says like this: Lakasha, there's no stira. Kan v'tayrois shehuchshru. Kan v'tayrois shehuchshru. It depends what type of wheat or what type of fruit you're telling him to watch. When no water went on your fruits yet, so your fruits were not huchshru l'kabel tumah. So even though the kohen touches it or his wife sits on it, so what? It can't be makabel tumah. That's the loch by oichlin. Oichlin is never makabel tumah, and first mashkin goes on it, and he's a hechshel makabel tumah. It has to be that one of the seven mashkin went on top of these fruits first. So if the fruits were in contact with water first, so it's huchshru true, then you're not allowed to give it to a kohen to watch it for you, such a kohen, because we're afraid there'll be metamarit. But in a case where no water came in contact with it yet, then it can be makabel tumah, then you're allowed to. For the Gemara Rimenu, still a Havakasha. It says, Alocha hamoy lechitin, letoichin kusi, or letoichin amoritz, if somebody takes his wheat down to the grinder. He didn't have your own grind mill, so he went to a grinder. So the guy's a kusi, a guy, or else he's an amoritz. So if you give down your wheat to these people, they should grind it for you. So Lachos is like this: Areyelu beches kosan lemaisul ashrius. So when you get it back, it's still becheskas; it's kosher. And as if you gave him wheat that you took off trumas lemaisus already, and it's noki mechsha ashrius. So you give it to him, and he grinds it for you. When you get it back from him, it's also glad kosher. We still say it's kosher lemaisul ashrius. In other words, we don't say that he changed it. Abu lele tuma. But we have to be afraid, though, maybe it became Tomei. We have to be afraid, maybe the Amoritz touched it, and he was Metamorit. So, Chor Tekasha before was saying, you are allowed to give an Amoritz to watch your Paris. And here it says, for Tumah, like we have to be afraid it becomes Tomei. So, Gemarian says, my Rumya, what kind of question is this? What are you throwing me? What type of question are you throwing here? Lav or Kimna, didn't we already say, Beperish Lehukshuru? That we were talking about, that's what the first price that says you are allowed to give your wheat to Amoritz to watch for you. It's talking about there's no water ever went on top of this wheat since it was cut down. So since no water got in contact with it, it's not huchshu l'kabel tumah, then even if the Amoritz touches it, it can become tamei. So what's your question? That here it says if you give it to the Amoritz to watch, when you get it back, it's tamei. Avadu, it's tamei. If the Paris already came in contact with water, if it was huchsh l'kabel tumah, then it would become tamei. But before, we're saying it wasn't huchsh yet. So Gemara is so strong. If so, with the Kari law, my Kari law. Like, what was your question in the first place? What was your Havamina? We already gave this answer already. That we said, you're not letting, you give it to them to watch, is only where it was not huchsh l'kabel tumah. So there's no way it could become tamei. So what's your question if you find me a place that you're not allowed to? Avada. If the Paris received water already, it's huksho, you can't do it. You can't give it because you can get it back tamei. So what was it Havamina like? Ask the question. Tamar says, Mishum de Kaboyi Lemirma Achriti Allah. Really, because he wanted to ask a different question on this. This wasn't the main question he wanted to ask. Really, he wanted to ask another question. It says like this, Arei Eilu Becheskosan Lemaiser Lashrias. Says here, if you give a bundle of your wheat to a kusi or to an amoris to grind for you, when you get it back, you have a right to say it's the same wheat that you gave him. And if you gave it to him that it was no chash shvius, and it was taken off the trumas and maisris, when you get it back the same way, you're allowed to eat it now. You don't have to be afraid that maybe he changed it over for his own fruits, and maybe it's tevel involved, that we're not afraid about. And we're not afraid to say maybe the guy or the Amoritz changed it around with his own fruits. On this thing, they ask a question now. Uriminu, I have a kasher on this. It says, Alocha, Mishnah Demai, Hanois, Sein Lecha Moisai. If you give to your mother-in-law, if you want to give her wheat, you want to give her flour to bake you a cake. She wants to bake bread for you. She's a good baker. She can make good bread.
So you give your shviga some flour. So loch is before you give her the flour, ma'aser eshu noisim lo. You have to make sure first to take off ma'aser from what you give her. Because maybe she's not going to take off ma'aser herself, then she'll eat it, and then you'll be marshal of Dvar Aveira. So before you give her any flour, you have to make sure first to take off shumas ma'aser. V'yeshu noit lemenu, and then after she baked you this beautiful bread, and you take it back from her, is also v'yeshu noit lemenu. The bread that you take back from her, also you have to take off again shumas ma'aseris. You can't stand trust your mother-in-law. You can't eat the bread that she baked for you. Even though you gave her the flour, and you took off Truma Samaisis on this flour before you gave it to her, but still when you get it back from her, you have to again take off Truma Samaisis from your challah. Why? Because we see that a mother-in-law, we're afraid she'll change it around. Like you gave her a pound of flour, she'll use it for herself. And later when you come to pick up the bread, maybe she used her own flour. And her own flour, maybe she did not take off Truma Samaisis, therefore you have to take it over again. So the machlefes on this kalkol that we're afraid maybe she exchanged her own flour for yours and she's giving you back something that's no good. So how come we're saying if you give to an Amoritz, we're not afraid he exchanged it, and here we say if you give it to your mother-in-law, the Amoritz, you are afraid she exchanged it. So Mara says, Hosim Kirtoni Taima. No, mother-in-law is different. Why? It says the reason over there. That Om Rabbi Yehuda, Roitzihi B'takonas Bita, because the mother-in-law wants to do good for her daughter. Ulboisha Mechosna, and she's embarrassed about her son-in-law. So therefore the pshat like this, that true, the son-in-law came to mother-in-law here. Here's a pound of flour, bake me a nice challah. So she took that pound of flour and started to make a challah, and the challah flopped, it got burnt. So she's embarrassed now to give it back to the brother-in-law, to the son-in-law. Because she wants to do things good for her daughter, but she's embarrassed from the son-in-law. So in such a case, she'll be more hesitant to say, you know what, I can't give him a burnt challah. I have to go make another challah from my own flour, and I'll give her the good challah. So since she wants to be nice to her daughter, and she's afraid of the son-in-law, that's why we're afraid she'll exchange to use your dough, and she'll use up yours, and give you back her own. But Uliyal Maloy Hashinan, but for other people, time you give an Amoritz to watch your flour, or even if you give the Amoritz your wheat to be ground, we're not afraid after he grinds it, he'll exchange it for his own. You're allowed to keep and eat what he gave you back. For the Gemara, is that true? The Yotzanam will learn like this. Ha-nois ten lepundikiois. If you give to your innkeeper, if you're staying by somebody, and you're eating there, Rashi says it means a Talmud, the Yesh of the Rabbi, a Talmud that used to go to the Yeshiva. And the they didn't have a dormitory there. So in the Sachs and Eitzel Amoritz, they used to put them up at people's houses. They would sleep and eat by somebody's house. So Punk the Rebbe Punk this Talmud by an Amoritz. So the Amoritz now is feeding this Talmud. So the Talmud wants to give him flour, and the innkeeper, the Balabosh, should bake him the flour. They make a challah for him. Because Allah, nois lepundik yis, mais resh nois in law. Again, if you give her flour before you give it to her, you have to take off trumas and maisis. Because since she's an Amoritz, we have to be afraid maybe she'll eat from it. And if you didn't take off before, you'll be machshelah. So before you give her the food, you have to take off Trumas and Isis. The Yeshunait Lemenu, and again, later when you come to pick up the hot bread, again you have to take off Trumas and Isis from the bread. Because she changes it around. So again we see, if you give somebody flour to use for you, we have to be afraid they're not going to use your flour, but they'll give you back other flour. So Gemara says, no, Hosam there is different. By the innkeeper, it's different. Moira shall be Moira Heta and Selah Zaviyamra. Bar Be Rav, this Talmud that's learning in Yeshiva, Lechel Chamima, Vianno Echel Kariri. He should eat the fresh hot bread, and I should eat the cold bread. In other words, she only has out the bread in the house. That's what she has yesterday's rye bread. And now all of a sudden, the Talmud comes to the house with fresh flour, saying, bake me a fresh rye bread. So after she breaks the rye bread, she smells the Zoy Geshmak, says, what's going on here? I should give this beautiful, nice, fresh bread to the Talmud, and I eat yesterday's bread. Let me give him yesterday's bread, and I'll eat the fresh bread. So therefore, here she's Meir Heta, that's why we have to be afraid. But it could be, for a normal case, we're not afraid. For the Gemara again, is this true? V'yakati li'amu le'chashin, is it true that you're not afraid for anybody else? V'yatanya, we learn like this. Eishes Chover our Mishnah. Toichenes Toseftum. Eishes Chover Toichenes im Eishes Amoritz. The wife of a Chover is a lot of work, help grind with the wife of the belongs to an Amoritz. Vizman Shitmeya. Only if the Eishes Chover is already Tomei. Avoloi Vizman Shitera, but not when she's torn. Was why? Because we're afraid that maybe the Eishes Chover is going to give it heat while she's working. So if the Eishes Chover is Tor, we're afraid she's going to give us some Michael that's Tomei, it's going to be Matamahor. Therefore, we don't want that to happen. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Waimer, Afiz Man Shit Tomeya, Le Titcha. No, even when the Eishes Chover is Tomei, still she should not grind with the Eishes Amoritz.